I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. It's a new week. It's our last week of 2013, and it starts with Nelson Mandela. The former South African leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner died on December 5th. When that happened, the country's current president declared 10 days of national mourning. South Africa held a memorial service. Mandela's body lay in state for 3 days. And finally, a funeral and burial in the village where Mandela grew up.
On the hills overlooking Mandela's childhood home and burial site, a truly unique moment. Zulus in traditional warrior clothing drove 7 hours to bid farewell to the hero that transformed this nation. Chants and dances reserved for a chief.
If my Madiba is a chief, when he's passed away, you must do it as our culture.
This is really quite incredible. It's almost surreal. Traditional Zulu song and chant. The audio of that blending with the marching band that we can hear from the speakers in front of the screen as Mandela's coffin is being moved towards his final resting place.
The people gathered somber, silent as they watched, some choosing to stand alone. And with the final gun salute, the reality that Mandela is gone, for some, overwhelming. Beauty Makuna traveled 12 hours to be here.
We were upset, you know, people were at least, even if he was no longer in public, whatever, but at least we're happy that he was still alive.
Others emotional, but glad he can finally rest in peace. And among all, a profound sense of gratitude for all Mandela sacrificed and stood for.
We're talking about Tata. It means Tata is no more. He is gone for good. We don't know whether South Africa will be the same like it was yesterday.
Mandela has finally returned home. The country united as it says goodbye. And now it must live up to its savior's legacy. Arwa Damon, CNN, Kuno, South Africa.
We've also been talking recently about political protests in Ukraine. Some people in the country think Ukraine should be more aligned with Russia. Others think it should have closer ties to the European Union. Most of the recent protests have been from people on the pro-European Union side. They've been calling for changes in their government. And yesterday, they heard some support from an American lawmaker.
We are here to support your just cause. The sovereign right of Ukraine to determine its own destiny freely and independently. To all Ukrainians, America stands with you.
The other side is out in the streets, too. This rally is to keep the country closer to Russia. Nick Peyton Walsh talked with some of the protesters about why they don't want to be connected to the European Union.
If we have closer ties to the European Union, this woman says, our factories in the East will be closed. We'll be penniless.
This all started when Ukraine's president refused to make a trade agreement with the European Union. Last week, he said he would sign the deal. Now the EU says the deal's on hold because they don't believe Ukraine's president is showing a clear commitment.